Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 339, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. O Lord, my earnest cry, thy listening ear has heard. With thy salvation answer me, and I will keep thy word. And what follows, 339, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Hebrews 3. But first we will read the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Hebrews 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he hath who builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard it, provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. We hope to remember in prayer Emma, infant daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Jeremy DeCock, who was still in the hospital in Lethbridge. Mr. John Clark, who was in the hospital, but is in Bethesda again. And Sarah DeCock, wife of Ray DeCock, who had her appendix taken out this past Thursday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when it has pleased thee to grant unto us and our children the whole congregation another Lord's Day, and that the greatest part may come up to thy house, may it please thee to grant unto us and our children what we cannot give unto ourselves, and that is a humble and a broken heart under the goodness of the Lord. And, O Lord, may it then be all thy goodness, that it may be accompanied by the precious work of thy Holy Spirit, that it may lead to that true repentance. That great judgments of destruction shall not be necessary to bring us at thy feet. And, Lord, thou knowest that without the work of thy Holy Spirit, that thou can come with the greatest judgment, that thou can bestow upon us so many blessings, and that it shall not break our heart. And to that end, may it please thee in this hour, to come down, go from bench to bench, and from heart to heart, leave none untouched, none unmoved. May there be many a soul in their benches, that may sigh along, that may cry unto thee, that thy special presence and that thy special blessing may be experienced. Oh, we may thank thee for all that thou wast given in the midst of the trials of life. Then thou wast cared, then thou wast spared, then thou wast provided, then thou wast protected. Thou granted the home, thou granted food and drink. Then in the past week, then thou wast given opportunity that more of the crops may be harvested. May we be given to see thy special hand therein. But, Lord, they are temporal blessings, and now we need eternal blessings, because we are all traveling to eternity. And then for each and every one of us, another week has quickly run its course, a week which we can never do over again, a week which is recorded in thy books, and another week closer to that never-ending and all-decisive eternity. Ah, Lord, O King of thy church, thou art still gathering thy church unto thyself, and thou wast promised to work by word and by spirit. May it please thee to also do it in this morning hour. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. Oh, may it please thee to gladden and bless us with a richer outpouring of thy spirit. And then in this morning hour, then not only the audible gospel hopes to be proclaimed with thy help, but also the visible gospel shall be administered. And then we commend unto thee, Lord, these parents in a special way unto thee. Ah, thou hast blessed them greatly. Thou hast spared life. Thou hast given life. And may there have been times, wilt thou grant such a time in thy house, that they may be given to be wonder all thy goodness. Ah, that they may become so small, and that they may be given to see blessings bestowed upon sinful fathers and mothers, fathers and mothers that need the same as their little one. And now in this morning hour, then it shall be a solemn moment where they may be privileged in a special way, at a special time, to present their little one before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, to receive thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, to be separated from the people of the world. O Lord, may it please thee, by thy free and sovereign grace, to do for those little ones what they cannot do for themselves. They are born under thy wrath. They are lost by nature. But may it please thee to do for them what the sacrament signifies, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, O Lord. May it then please thee by the work of thy Spirit to take early possession of their little hearts, and that they may be added as little jewels to the meritorial crown of King Jesus, Lord. The fathers and mothers have been the means to bring this little child to its first birth. May they also be the means with thy help, that they may be the means for the second birth of their little children. Ah, thou knowest how they have come up in this morning. Thou knowest how they have spent the past week. May there have been among them that have sought a secret place. May it have been as father and mother, that together they have earnestly begged for their little child and for all their children, Lord. Parents, for the first time and by renewal, we commend them all unto Thee. Wilt Thou remember and help them with the solemn oath which they hope to make? May it be with sincerity, may it be with prayer and supplication that they may be given to beg. Ach, Lord, wilt Thou grant, wilt Thou help what we promise, to do our utmost, to bring up our little child in the aforesaid doctrine. Lord, remember the family circles, remember the grandparents, perhaps great-grandparents, also a special morning, a special day for them. And then we remember the parents, that of prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, all who may sit in Thy house with bleeding hearts. Lord, we also commend unto Thee the father and mother with their little infant child still in the hospital. Then Thou wast given much improvement. Also in the past week, wilt Thou continue to do so? Spread Thy gracious wings over her. Wilt Thou remember and uphold the parents? Then we remember all the unborn. Wilt Thou graciously watch over them? And then in such a morning, in a special way, and then we also remember the barren ones amongst us. Oh, on such a time, it is not an easy time. Oh, when they are sitting in Thy house with empty arms, Lord, if it may please Thee, wilt Thou be mindful of them. Also in that respect, we commend unto Thee the old father that was admitted to the hospital with many concerns. He may return to the old age home. Wilt Thou remember him further? Remember him together with his wife. Remember them both for body and for soul. And then we remember a young wife who underwent surgery in this week. And then Thou wast also helped her through privilege to return to her dwelling with her husband. Wilt Thou continue to strengthen? Wilt Thou remember them both? Then a calling in their young married life that there is one thing needful. Ah, Lord, what a wonder it would be if it would be used for their eternal salvation. We remember all the sick and afflicted ones, the sick relatives, the circumstances are known unto Thee. And then I remember all the mourning ones in our midst. And then, Lord, in this morning and in this day, then in a special way, then we attempt to lay the great needs of our country before Thee, where in the day of tomorrow, then the people shall go to the voting booths to cast their lots. Wilt Thou impress the seriousness of the times upon all our hearts, and Lord, then we may humbly beg Thee, if it may please Thee, to yet grant leaders that have learned to bow their knees and to open Thy holy word, that Thy judgments may yet be restrained, where Thy judgments are also hanging so low over this country. May it please Thee to grant prayer to that end, Lord, And now we humbly ask thee for thy help. O wilt thou grant the subjects, the thoughts, the words, also a voice we may acknowledge thee for the restoration of our voice, and may it be an easy task in this morning hour. And may the administration of word and sacrament be blessed, and may the sacrament be used for the strengthening of the faith of thy people, where it points to the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the full and the free remission of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Let us sing together a Psalter 215, the stanzas 3-6. We will not hide from their, we will not from their children hide Jehovah's worthy praise, but tell the greatness of his strength, his wondrous works and ways, and what follows. 215, the stanzas 3-6. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Hebrews 3, the verses 12 and 13, where God's word and our text reads thus, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Our text words speak of an earnest exhortation to give heed to the living God. With four thoughts in the first place, whom are to give heed? In the second place, what are we to take heed against? In the third place, what we are to give heed to? And in the fourth place, the reason why we must take heed. An earnest exhortation to give heed to the living God. Whom are to give heed? And then we read in our text, take heed, brethren. In the second place, what are we to take heed against, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief to depart from the living God? Thirdly, what we are to give heed to, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today. And then in the fourth place, the reason why we must give heed, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Beloved congregation, the epistle of the Hebrews has been written by an apostle. The general thought, likely by the apostle Paul, but it cannot be confirmed because it is not mentioned in this epistle. Then the epistle has been written to Jewish Christians, to a people where the Lord has wrought powerfully and wonderfully. But it is evident in this epistle that it has been a time ago for many of them that the Lord has worked in their heart. And now in a time of persecution, we read of that persecution in Hebrews 10. Oh, that in the beginning that they were so willing to suffer, and although they were a gazing stock to the world, then they were given to joyfully see the spoiling of their goods, because they have received that one thing needful. They have tasted of the good things of the service of the Lord. They have experienced that the things of the Lord, that they are more important and more precious than all the things upon the face of the earth. But now there has come a time that they have become faint-hearted, perhaps nearly ready to give up. And then the apostle has written this epistle to those Jewish Christians that they may be steadfast. than this epistle that has been written to the saints of God, but it was to be read in the whole congregation, then it is clear from this epistle that it is addressed to the children of God, even in this chapter. Then the chapter begins, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. And then he has continued to speak of that precious mediator, because in this epistle, then the apostle is given to declare to the living church of God the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the preeminence over the angels, the preeminence over Moses, the preeminence over Joshua, the preeminence over Aaron the high priest. Then we have heard it already in this chapter, and fuller and more richly declared in the further chapters of this epistle. Thus then, of course, congregation, you can understand, when this epistle was read in the midst of the congregation, that the congregation was called to listen, whether it included or excluded them. And so we also ought to listen to the word of God, because there is no neutrality. There are two ways, as we find in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14. In the scriptures, there is spoken of two people, the ones that are still by nature on that Broadway, but also a people who by free and sovereign grace have been placed upon that narrow way. Then in the scriptures, there is also spoken of two eternal destinations, eternal woe and eternal well. And we and our children are traveling to our eternal destination. And now in this epistle, oh, for many a child of God, oh, I think for all, because the true child of God, they are given to examine themselves oftentimes, whether it is right within. In this evening, we hope to hear that there can be a work that comes so close by. And when the apostle is speaking to the church, that they must make their calling and election sure, and not to cast away their confidence, and to endure to the end. Oh, then the apostle, then he is not saying that there is a fallen away of saints. No, in the scriptures it is declared. Oh, it is based upon the work of a triune God, the election of the Father, those that are written in the book of the Lamb. Oh, parents, then your little children, they may be enrolled in the registers of the church, but it is now so necessary that they are written in the book of the Lamb, and of course that is hidden for us. And to that end, to be given to use the means prayerfully, begging the Lord that our children may be wrought upon. And then Christ has said in John 10, verse 28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand." Thus then it is sure the perseverance of the saints, based upon the electing love of the Father, the purchase of the Son by His precious blood, and by the loving and irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. But then the apostle's given to admonish the church of God. And then he says, church of God, then you must daily examine yourself, or whether you are still walking in that tender fear of the Lord. Has Christ not also said to his disciples, watch and pray? And in Matthew 25, when he was on the Mount of Olives before he has suffered, then he was not speaking to the world and not to the Pharisees, but to his disciples. And then he is given that parable of the foolish and wise virgins. Oh, how many a child of God has not been troubled with Hebrews 6. Do you know that chapter? I think the people of God shall know it. And when they come in such a low condition and they read those verses, what a need that can bring in the life of the true Zion. Because what do we read? Do you know what is written there, congregation? Have you ever read that chapter? And that you have said, Lord, is that now me? That is a people that has experienced things in their life. And then the apostle to stir up the church of God to a close, to a tender and a prayerful life, bound at the throne of grace and exercised with those further leadings concerning the pearl of great price. Listen, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. What a solemn word and what a solemn examination concerning our text, especially addressed to the people of God. And then the apostle makes the comparison to the children of Israel, that they have all come out of Egypt, experienced the wonderful things of the Lord. We can read that of these matters in 1 Corinthians 10, the first 5 verses. Baptized by Moses in the cloud, they have eaten of that spiritual meat, drank of that spiritual drink, of that rock. And it is written that rock was Christ, but with many of them the Lord was not displeased, and many could not enter in because of unbelief. But now our text words, they have been read to the whole congregation, and then in this morning hour, we hope to consider them as such, also in respect to the sacrament of holy baptism. And then our first point, whom are to give heed? And then we read in verse 12, take heed, brethren. Is that not a lovely and a sweet word? Brethren, a blessing when brethren dwell in sweet accord, we shall first sing. Of Psalter 328 to 4 stanzas. Thou art my portion, Lord, thy words I ever heed. With all my heart thy grace I seek, thy promises I plead. 328 to 4 stanzas. brethren. And this morning hour, because of the time, we shall dwell for a moment upon that first point. Then that word brethren, that can refer to a narrower sense, a brother and sister, a born of the same father and mother, but that can also refer to a broader sense, also to a church. Then it is necessary in a family and in a church that there is a working together for the same purpose. Because I read in Proverbs 19, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Even our boys and girls can understand it when there is a working together in the house, boys and girls, with a father and mother for the welfare of the family, and that is concerning work and many other matters, and then the Lord has promised His blessing. Then, of course, because in our day, in the church, then many times that word is used. But it is a false peace. Where they speak of brethren, they say we have the same Bible, but we are not under the same truth. Thus that means when we speak of that word brethren, then there must be a rule and there must be a guide. And that must not be the human mind. We live in a day when the human mind, with all their inventions and with their wisdom, then there are many that place the human mind as supreme. But then they deny that we have lost the image of God, which consists of knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. Thus to that end, for that word brethren, then there must be a rule, there must be a guide. And boys and girls, what must that guide now be? What must that lamb be? Psalm 119, verse 105, and that is the holy word of God. The prophet Isaiah has said in chapter 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they walk not according to this law, to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And to that end, then it is necessary that the word of God is searched. But now concerning that word, brethren, then the Lord in His wisdom, then He has also given fathers. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord giveth thee. Then the Lord has granted natural fathers. And that, of course, boys and girls, that includes your mother. But the father is head of his wife and of his family. Then it is pleased the Lord to also grant church fathers. And then it is the calling of fathers, with the help of God, with much prayer, that they may be given to guide the family in a narrower and in a broader sense, that there may be a walking and a living according to the word of God. And now concerning that word, brethren, because we live in a day when our family circles and when the church is under great attack, that Satan has but a short time, and that with all the powers of hell, that he is trying to destroy marriages, the family circle, and the church of God. But it shall never be, because in our text words, it speaks of the living God, and Christ sitteth at the right hand of his Father, and from thence he is still gathering and preserving his church. to that end proof thereof, of the baptismal fount, when the sacrament may still be administered, and that our children may still receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, and be separated from the mass of mankind. Brethren, that is also a beautiful word. When in the day of tomorrow, when the Lord grants it, when the catechism classes hope to begin, then fathers and mothers and students, then we need your help. We cannot do it alone. And that is not only with the instruction. We hope that there may be much prayer, because who is sufficient unto these things? In a plain, in a simple way, with much sincerity, with the souls bound upon our hearts, to explain the truths of God's word. Because concerning that word, brethren, to that end, and that has been in a time of much persecution, then the Lord in his providence, then he has given unto us as a church the three forms of unity, that it may be a banner where we may gather around, of course, subject to the word of God, where it may be told how the Lord gathers his church. And to that end, fathers and mothers, then we humbly ask you that you may take much interest in the instruction that your children may receive, that your children may feel that father and mother, that they are deeply concerned concerning the souls of their children, and also concerning an interest in the instruction that they may receive, that you take time, that you see to it, and I hope, students, that you do your best. I know the one of more talents than another to memorize, but if we begin early in the week, and if we ask the Lord to help, then I believe it is not such an easy task, but that our students may feel that father and mother are deeply concerned to give an example. If our students on a certain day go for a field trip in school, and a father and mother does not show no interest in the morning, and when they come back, they do not even ask their children how it was, what must then our children think? And to that end, parents, may we be given to feel the necessity of this word, brethren. The Lord can bless the simplest means. I have heard of a little boy, 8 years old. He was called upon to memorize Psalter 426, the first stanza. I love the Lord, the fount of grace and life. He heard my prayer, my supplication. And then after he has recited Psalter to his father, then his father asked two simple questions. He said, my boy, you have memorized it very well, but do you now know the Lord? That was a question for that boy. And then the second question was, father said, my boy, do you now love the Lord? And to love him, we need to know him. And that simple question that was used by the Spirit to work in the heart of that boy. Thus in this season, may it be experienced. Also concerning catechism class, does not exclude school. You've promised it in baptism of your children to do your utmost. Thus the first responsibility for father and mother, but also a help, and that is catechism. Let us also mention, brethren, because fathers are called upon to give instruction, And there can also be much ignorance that blindly we follow the world. Later in this text it speaks of the deceitfulness of sin. And to that end, parents, we ask you to see to it that the children, that they come dressed decently, respectfully, the boys, not casual clothing, but dress clothing, and that the girls, they come dressed modestly. We had a beautiful example by someone outside of the church. Of course, not everyone could be present with the dedication of the Church of Nobleford, then we would not fit. But then those that were present, and we have seen how the MP from Alberta, Miss Rachel Harder, has come to the house of God. Mothers, may you be given to follow that example. Then our daughters have something, they have a good example, because they read in Ezekiel 16, verse 44, as mother is, so is daughter. That's just a few simple thoughts. Brethren, makes it so much easier when as a people and as families that we may stand shoulder to shoulder. Let the world see that we are a separate people. They expect it. We have a baptized forehead. Oh, the devil, he knows that he gains much when he can make differences, when he can cause much confusion in the midst of his church. But now the apostle has written to that church, brethren, may it please the Lord also in catechism classes to grant a good season together, that for the instruction, for the instructors, it may be an enjoyable task, and that the word may be blessed. A humble hope. That is what Joseph Irons has said when he has administered, likely for the last time in his life, the sacrament of holy baptism. Is there still an expectation? Or parents, students, when you come to catechism, is there still a prayer? Is there still a humble hope? Or have we become so discouraged that it has become form and duty? Wherefore, brethren, may it please the Lord to grant a good and a special season of catechism in this year. Amen. Let us close. Lord, by renewal, then we commend these parents unto Thee. Then their little child has left the house of God with a sign and the seal of the covenant, and with Thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. And may also these parents, may they feel something of that word, brethren. And may Thy holy word, and may that be the centerpiece in their married life and in their family life. And may it be accompanied, may it be followed by fervent prayer, and by diligent instruction, and by an example, O Lord, who is sufficient unto these things. O wilt Thou grant repentance unto us and our children, and may this simple instruction, may it be used that sons and daughters may be born in Zion, Lord. Watch over us in this day, return us in this evening hour, and forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter 254, the stanzas 4 and 5, take heed and harden not your heart, as did your fathers, nor depart from God to follow in their ways, for with complaints instead of praise. We wish to what the consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. Catechism classes will begin tomorrow evening at 7:15 p.m. for all those who were 12 years old and older. Confession of Faith classes will also begin tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. If there are others who are not at the registration evening but wish to attend classes, they are welcome to come. The Thanksgiving Day collection brought up the total sum of $441,987, for which we next to the Lord heartily thank the congregation. We wish to remind the members of the annual school meeting this coming Thursday, October 24, at 7:30 p.m., and the banner of truths are at the exit. Psalter 254, 4 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.